Today's second ceremonial first pitch representing It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces. It is game four of a six-game series. Rainiers looking for a win tonight to even up this series. Tacoma's dropped two of the first three, including a close one last night that saw Reno prevail by a final score of 8-6. Today, the Rainiers are turning to right-hander Marcus Walden on the mound. Walden making his fourth start of the year, 1-0 with a 6.91 ERA, just recently signed by the Mariners out of an independent league in order to help out the Rainiers' starting rotation. Marcus Walden on the hill for Tacoma. He'll be opposed by Slade Ciccone for Reno, one of their former first-round draft picks. Ciccone, 2-3 with a 7.30 ERA in 11 starts for the Aces this season. Slade Ciccone on the hill for Reno and Walden for the Rainiers. We had a close one yesterday. Rainiers lost 8-6. They did load up the bases with one out of the ninth, and it looked like a comeback might be in the cards, but it was not, as the hard-throwing Reno closer Justin Martinez struck out the final two batters to get out of that bases-loaded jam in the ninth, and Martinez nailed down the save. All right, we've got roster moves today. A lot of activity today and in the near future for Tacoma on the roster. So we'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves when our pregame show continues right after this.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Tacoma taking on Reno tonight, game four of this six-game series that continues with a 6:35 p.m. first pitch tomorrow and then a day game at 1:05 on Sunday. The Rainiers are off Monday. New homestand starts on Tuesday at Cheney Stadium, and it's going to begin with a day game on Tuesday against Albuquerque. That one will be at 11:35 a.m. Then we'll move to night games for the remainder of the week until Sunday. It's coming up at Cheney Stadium. Visit TacomaRainiers.com for more info. Roster moves today. The Mariners activated Penn Murphy from the IL, and they optioned Matt Festa to Tacoma. He's not here yet. The Rainiers have placed Rob Kaminsky on the seven-day injured list. They have sent Tyler Driver, the right-hand reliever who pitched yesterday, to the Arizona Complex League, and they have added Fred Villarreal to the active roster for his third or fourth time this year. Also, Sam Haggerty is here. He reported today. He is in the starting lineup. We'll get to the rest of the starting lineups when our pregame show continues after this.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's game. First for the visiting Red Raiders, 29-31 on the year. Leading off and playing shortstop in his first game for Tacoma this year, Sam Haggerty. Batting second, center fielder Taylor Trammell. Cade Marlowe hits third. He's in right field. Jake Shiner bats cleanup. He's at first. Hitting fifth, designated hitter Zach DeLoach. Brian O'Keefe hits sixth and does the catching. Colin Moran's at third base, batting seventh. Adam Engel hits eighth. He's in left field and batting ninth and playing second base is Kian Wong. On the mound, Marcus Walden, 1-0 with a 6.91 ERA. Reno is 34-26. Their manager is Blake Lally. He's going to lead off with Dominic Fletcher. He's in right field. Batting second, doing the catching, is Carson Kelly. Hitting third, center fielder Alec Thomas. In the cleanup spot, the rehabbing Kyle Lewis, he DHs. Batting fifth, second baseman Philip Evans. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Dominic Canzone. Batting seventh, first baseman Tristan English. Hitting eighth is shortstop Diego Castillo. And batting ninth, Jairo Munoz. He's at third. Slade Ciccone on the hill, 2-3 with a 7.30 ERA. Umpires, Anthony Perez is the crew chief. He has the plate. Reed Bassner is at first and James Jean at third. Tacoma and Reno, that's it for the pregame. We'll be back with first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Raiders Baseball. We're ready to start this one. Sam Haggerty stands in the batter's box. First pitch of the game here in Reno is a fastball called a strike, and we are underway here at Greater Nevada Field. 75 degrees, our game time temperature, partly cloudy, really nice day here. Pitch to Haggerty, popped up in the air, and back onto the outfield grass is the second baseman, Philip Evans, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out at the top of the first inning. Haggerty retired in his first Triple-A at bat of the season. Haggerty hardly played for the Mariners over the course of the first two-plus months of the season. So he's going to get a chance to get some at-bats here and get in a groove at the plate again. Taylor Trammell now hitting in the two spot today. And he stands in back of the batter's box, and the pitch is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Trammell, 3-for-18 with a homer since joining the Rainiers. Now the 1-0 outside for a ball, 2-0. Slade Ciccone on the hill working with catcher Carson Kelly, a rehabbing major leaguer. Reno may use four major leaguers on rehab assignments in this game. Here's a swing and a pop-up on the infield off the bat of Trammell. And the shortstop Castillo is under it, and he makes the catch right next to second base. And that is the second out in the top of the first inning. A couple of pop-ups. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter. Throughout this series, Reno has had Kyle Lewis and Carson Kelly on rehab assignments. Today they added two relief pitchers on rehab assignments, Joe Mantiply and the former Rainier Anthony Misevich. As the pitch is into Marlowe, and talked to Misevich, he said he's pitching today, and Mantiply could pitch today as well. 0-1 pitch on its way to Marlowe, and it's bounced foul on the first base side. No balls, two strikes to Cade Marlowe, hitting 242 in 39 games for the Rainiers with three homers. Oh, and 2, the count to Marlowe. And Ciccone into his motion, and the pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Marlowe strikes out, and the Rainiers go in order in the top of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first. It's Tacoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Time spent at Cheney Stadium is one of the best parts of growing up in Tacoma. With tons of tickets, prizes, and swag exclusively available to members, our City Kids Club, presented by Sound Credit Union, is the greatest way to be part of the fun at the ballpark all season long. To learn more about the coolest club for kids in all the South Sound, visit TacomaRainiers.com and click on our City Kids Club. Come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
Right, here's went in order in the top of the first, and now the Reno Aces come to the plate at the bottom of the first. And on the mound for Tacoma today, the right-hander Marcus Walden is making his fourth start for the Red Ears. Walden signed from the Independent Atlantic League. He had been pitching for the Gastonia Club, and he's ready to work on Dominic Fletcher. The pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Fletcher hitting 333 for Reno in 32 games. And he's also been up in the big leagues this year and hit 300 there as well. 0-1 the count to Fletcher, who's been on base a lot in this series. 0-1 from Walden inside for a ball, 1-1. We are using the automated ball strike challenge system today, so that means the human umpire is calling the pitches, but the players can challenge, and the robot umpire will make the final call. Here's a swing and a fly to left field to hit directly to Adam Engel, who makes the catch, and one man is out at the bottom of the first inning. Fletcher flies out to left field, and now Carson Kelly will be the batter. Kelly in his seventh rehab game. 8-for-21 at the plate. Right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Kelly fractured his right forearm in spring training and has missed the entire season for the Diamondbacks so far. 1-0 pitch to Kelly is down in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Marcus Walden making his fourth start in 14 and a third innings. He's allowed 11 runs, a 6.91 ERA. Here's his 2-0 pitch to Kelly, and it's fouled away. And he has struck out 14 and walked 10. Walden making his first ever start in Reno today. Here's his 2-1 pitch to Carson Kelly. Swung on, bounced slowly up the third baseline. It goes foul. Little different look on the infield for the Red Ears today. With Shiner switching sides, he's at first base instead of third. Moran making the start at third. And then up the middle, Mason McCoy has a day off. Haggerty in his first game with the Red Ears is playing shortstop. And Kian Wong is out there at second base. Here comes the 2-2 to Kelly, and it's inside, ball three. Outfield is Adam Engel in left, Taylor Trammell in center, and Cade Marlowe in right. Zach Deloach getting half a day off as the designated hitter in this one. Here's a pop fly to shallow center. Trammell in a few steps, and he makes the catch. And Kelly is retired, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. And now Alec Thomas will be the batter. We're back to normal Reno weather today with the wind blowing towards right field. That's the way it usually blows here in Reno, but has not during this series until tonight because we had thunderstorms in the area the last couple of days and it changed the wind pattern, but now we're at the normal wind here. Here's a fastball in for a strike to Alec Thomas. Thomas hitting 329 in 18 games for Reno after being optioned to AAA by the Diamondbacks. 0-1 pitch to the left-hand hitter is outside for a ball, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Two-one pitch coming. Check swing, he went. And the count's even now, 2-2. We're just underway, bottom of the first inning. Rainiers and Reno Aces. 2-2 pitch from Walden is down and in for a ball. The count goes full, 3-2. Thomas, 23-year-old outfielder, has worked a full count against the Red Ears 34-year-old starter, Marcus Walden. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it is high, ball four. So a two-out walk. Thomas heads down to first base. And now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis, of course, a former Mariner, former Rookie of the Year Award winner in 2020. And currently on the Diamondbacks injury list with an undisclosed illness. He swings and misses at the first pitch from Walden. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch coming to Lewis. And it is a swing and a foul tip, and that got a piece of O'Keefe's leg. 0-2 now. Lewis is 1-for-7 in this series. The one hit was a massive home run. Obviously, Lewis is a power threat at the plate, and even more so here in the high elevation of Reno's ballpark, where the ball really carries well and is a great home run hitter's ballpark. Walden ahead, no balls, two strikes. And here's his pitch, and it's a swing and a foul tip. Still no balls, two strikes. Right here's wearing the red jerseys today with the gray pants. Reno in their home whites. Marcus Walden is ready, and here comes the 0-2 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, 93 on the gun. And down goes Kyle Lewis, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
No score after one inning of play here in Reno. The Red Deers sending cleanup man Jake Shiner to the plate to start the second inning. He's facing Slade Ciccone. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now the 1-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike to Shiner. Shiner hitting .298, 17 homers, 56 runs batted in. Second in the league with 17 homers. Third in all of minor league baseball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Time called. Shiner steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now the 1-2. Swung on and hit deep down the left field line towards the corner. It's hooking and it goes foul. So Shiner with the 1-2 count. Slade Ciccone, 23 years old. Into his motion, the 1-2 pitch, swinging and a miss, strike three. 96-mile-per-hour fastball up high, and Shiner swung through it, and that's the first out in the top of the second inning. So Ciccone has his second strikeout, one away, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Ciccone facing the Red Deers for his second time this year. actually third time this year, as his first pitch is in for a strike to DeLoach. The Red Deers have gotten to him for 11 runs in 9 2/3 innings and have hit 5 homers off him. And those games were at Cheney and Tacoma. So here's one outside to DeLoach. 1-1. DeLoach hitting .303, 5 homers, .414 on base percentage. And the next pitch from Ciccone is swung on and hit high in the air to left. And back is Canzone. He'll have room. And he makes the catch, and that is out number 2 in the top of the second inning. So DeLoach flies to left, 2 down. And that'll bring to the plate Brian O'Keefe. Ciccone drafted in the first round, the supplemental first round in 2020 out of the University of Miami. Here's a pitch in there, first strike. He was the 33rd pick overall. One of the free agent compensation picks. He's into his motion. His 0-1 to O'Keefe is swung on, and that's hit in the air to center field. Going back to the deep part of the park is Thomas, looking up, but it is gone. O'Keefe hits one out of here to straightaway center field. It's his 11th homer of the year, and that's the first hit and first run of this ball game. The Rainiers lead 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Brian O'Keefe touches them all. And now Colin Moran will be the batter. Second time O'Keefe has homered off Ciccone this year. Moran's hit 2 homers off Ciccone this year, and he stands in and takes the first pitch for a called strike. Moran's hit 3 homers this year, 2 of them off this pitcher. 0-1 coming, and it is up high for a ball. 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, called a strike. Count goes to 1-2. Moran's starting to heat up at the plate. He has a 4-game hitting streak. Now the 1-2 pitch, swung on, grounded right to the third baseman, Munoz, who fields it and throws out Moran at first, and that wraps up the top of the second inning. Right here's get a run, though, on the O'Keefe homer. It was the only hit, and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Tacoma 1, Reno nothing.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning 1 fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip, every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Right here is up 1-0. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno. Short walk away from the Bowling Hall of Fame. Yeah, Reno's a Hall of Fame city. The Bowling Hall of Fame is here. And it's always busy with bowlers. They have like a million lanes there, and there's always some sort of bowling competition going on. First pitch from Marcus Walden to Phillip Evans is in for a called strike, 0-1. When I go buy my coffee in the morning, they ask me if I'm a bowler, because if you say you're a bowler, you get a discount. Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Evans. Who hasn't bowled? Everybody's bowled, right? Take my bowling discount. 0-2 the count to Evans, and the pitch from Marcus Walden is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on three pitches, and one man is out at the bottom of the second inning. Three-pitch strikeout for Walden. And now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. Canzone, the Reno number one power source, other than the rehabbing Kyle Lewis. Canzone's been here all season. He leads the team with 11 homers, and he's batting .330, a left-hand hitter, and he takes outside for a ball 1-0. Walden now with the 1-0 pitch, and it's swung on and fouled away. Walden's consistently hitting 93 on the gun here today. Now the 1-1 pitch is up high for a ball, 2-1. Two-one delivery, swung on and bounced foul. Two and two, the count to Canzone. Two-two pitch coming from Walden. And it's a swing and a foul tip at the plate. So still 2-2. Breeze has died down, not blowing much at all now. Walden here with his 2-2 pitch on its way, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three, got him with his cutter, and Canzone has struck out, and that's three strikeouts already for Walden. And it's three in a row going back to last inning. And now Tristan English will be the hitter. English, the number seven hitter for the Aces. He's batting .322 in his first 24 AAA games with four homers. And the pitch from Walden is a little bit in tight for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 swung on and fouled back to the screen. Counts even, 1-1. So one ball, one strike. Next pitch is hit in the air to right field. The wind pushing it. Marlowe back, but it is gone. An opposite field homer for Tristan English. And we are tied up 1-1. His fifth homer of the year. That's the first hit and first run for Reno tonight. Their third homer of this series. The Rainiers have hit four homers in this series. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Castillo. And we just haven't seen as many home runs in the first three games of this series here in Reno as you normally see here. Could be changing tonight. Each team already has one. Here's a swing and a foul out of play down the right field line. 0-2. Diego Castillo hitting 337. One homer, 32 runs batted in for Reno. 1-2 pitch is low and away for a ball. Diego Castillo out of the lineup yesterday. His manager, Blake Lolly, officially in the no-fun bunch. He did not start his Diego Castillo when the Rainiers' starting pitcher was our Diego Castillo. 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Maybe he thought his Diego Castillo was a bad matchup against our Diego Castillo. Two-two pitch. Called strike three on the outside corner, and Castillo asks for a challenge. So we have our first challenge of this game. And the right ears players were on their way to the dugout, but now we're going to check the automated ball strike system, and the robot umpire says the pitch was outside. And so Castillo has not struck out yet. The call is overturned. And the count is now full. Three balls, two strikes on Castillo. The automated ball strike challenge system. We use it for all weekend games. 3-2 pitch driven into the gap in left center field, and that's going to go all the way to the fence. Castillo will check in at second base, and that's a major turnaround. You know, he was struck out by the umpire. The umpire rung him up strike three, and he used the challenge, won the challenge, and ends up hitting a double instead on the next pitch. And the inning continues for the Reno Aces. Now Jairo Munoz is the hitter. Munoz, right-hand batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Walden with the 1-0 pitch, and it swung on, grounded to third. Moran gloves it, and he throws to first in the dirt, picked by Shiner for the putout, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Walden only had to throw three extra pitches after that challenge was overturned. One run scores for Reno in the second on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the third. Tacoma and Reno are tied up 1-1.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
We head to the third inning of play here in Reno. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field. Our game's tied up 1-1, each team with a solo homer. Brian O'Keefe for the Raiders, Tristan English for the Aces. Here at the top of the third, Adam Engel will start things off for Tacoma. He'll be followed by Kian Wong and Sam Haggerty. Engel stands in. He hit a three-run homer last night. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Engel's homer last night disputed and led to Blake Lolly, the manager of the Aces, getting ejected. He hits a little bouncer to the second baseman, Phillip Evans, who throws out Engel at first, and one man's gone at the top of the third inning. So Engel bounces out, and now Kian Wong will be the batter. They don't keep official ejection stats, but I'm pretty sure Blake Lolly leads the Pacific Coast League in ejections. Sure seems like it. Kian Wong, the batter, looks out towards Ciccone, and the pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Wong batting 307 in 32 games with three homers, 22 runs batted in. 0-1 pitch is swung on, pulled to first on one hop, and English is able to corral it, and he takes it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone in the top of the third. So Wong grounds out to the first baseman. And now Sam Haggerty will bat for his second time. Haggerty with the Mariners this year, just 42 at-bats in almost 2.5 months. So he needs ABs. Here's the pitch from Ciccone, and it's taken up high for a ball. It might take Haggerty a few games to shake the rust off, but he'll be an everyday player here, and once he gets going, he should really help the Raiders. He hits a bouncer through the left side and into left field. There's a base hit, a grounder between short and third, and Haggerty is on with two outs in the top of the third inning. Found a hole on the left side of the diamond. Taylor Trammell now the batter. Trammell popped up earlier. He's 0 for 1. Here's the pitch from Ciccone, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. One pitch down in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Trammell yesterday was 0 for 5. Put the ball in play all five times. Three times he flew out to the warning track in left field, the opposite field. Takes one up and away for a ball, 2-1. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. Trammell pauses outside the batter's box for a moment. Uses his one timeout. Most hitters use the timeout when they get to two strikes, or if they get to a full count and haven't used it yet. There goes the runner, Haggerty, pitches down low, throw to second base, no chance. Haggerty steals second, and he puts himself in scoring position with two outs here at the top of the third. So Haggerty swipes second, and then he gets into a conversation with the other Diego Castillo, who's playing shortstop for Reno. Full count to Trammell. And the pitch is outside, ball four. So He heads down to first, and the Red Ears have two on with two outs. Something developing out of nothing here with two outs. We'll see if Marlowe can do something that results in a run scoring here. He struck out his first time up, 0 for 1 today. The pitch to Marlowe. Breaking ball in there for a strike. First pitch slider from Ciccone, who has a full complement of pitches. Oh, one coming. And the pitch is a fastball on the inside edge for a called strike. 0-2, except Marlowe just challenged. So we now go to the automated ball strike system. They put the video on the board, and Marlowe wins the challenge. That pitch was inside. So instead of an 0-2 count, it is a one ball, one strike count. The plate umpire is 0-2 on these. Now the 1-1 pitch is on its way to Marlowe. And it swung on, grounded, foul, first base side. And there's strike two. Haggerty goes back to second. He was running out that foul ball. Now Ciccone comes set. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Marlowe, and it's swung on and fouled away. 95-mile-per-hour heater from Ciccone. Still a ball and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch. And it is a breaking ball inside. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count here. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, pulled in the air to right field. Up in the wind. Back this goes, and it is gone. Cade Marlowe with a three-run homer to right field here in Reno, and a two-out rally has given the Red Ears a 4-1 lead at the top of the third inning. Marlowe pulled a fly to right, and it just carried out of here. Right field in Reno. That's home run territory. And Marlowe has connected for his fourth home run of the season. And Ciccone just looked so disappointed in that result. Here's Shiner. And the pitch is a slider outside for a ball, 1-0. First game where the Red Ears have hit two homers in this series. So here's a pitch up and away to Shiner. Two balls, no strikes. Next pitch is up and in, ball three. Three oh pitch, called a strike, and it's 3-1 now. On deck is Deloach. 3-1 to Shiner. And Ciccone into his motion of the pitch is taken for a called strike. Marlowe has now hit two of his four homers this year off of this pitcher, Ciccone. 3-2 to Shiner, and it's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down he goes for the second time today. That does it for the Red Ears at the top of the third, but Tacoma gets three runs on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third, thanks to a Cade Marlowe three-run homer. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 1.
Hi, we're Comparian Insurance Agency. Right now you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian Insurance Agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent four times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number four.
Staying ahead of the game is all about staying adaptable, especially these days. At Propel Insurance, we're helping clients respond to new realities, like how to protect yourself with the increasing premiums every business is facing, and what you can do now to prepare so you can come back stronger than ever. If you're wondering whether your insurance is working hard enough, let Propel show you how we can help with a complimentary risk assessment. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
Right here's a lead 4-1 here in Reno, and Marcus Walden is on the mound. He's going to face the top of the order here in the bottom of the third inning. It'll be Fletcher, Kelly, and Thomas to bat for the Aces. Fletcher stands in now, left-hand hitter. He flied out to left field his first time up. Walden's pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers and Aces, they've been evenly matched this year in head-to-head play. So the 1-0 is outside for a ball, 2-0. And these two teams have seen each other a lot. Well, that last pitch is being challenged by the Rainiers and O'Keefe, and he wins the challenge. It is a strike. So the count is now even, 1-1. Now the next pitch is taken down low for a ball. Two-one pitch from Walden. Swung on, bounced to the right side. That's handled on two hops by Kian Wong, and he throws to first for the out, and one man's gone at the bottom of the third inning. Now Carson Kelly will be the batter. Kelly flied out to center field his first time up. So these two teams have played each other 15 times this year, and Reno has won 8, Tacoma 7. It was 7-7 prior to yesterday, and then Reno won last night. Now the pitch is swung on, grounded to short. Backhand pick by Haggerty, and he fires to first for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the third. So Kelly grounds out to shortstop. And now Alec Thomas will be the batter. Thomas walked earlier. Left-handed hitter. And the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now a swing and a fly ball towards right center, not deep. Trammell and Marlowe chasing. Trammell gets there and he makes the catch. Thomas is out, and it's a 3-up, 3-down, bottom of the third for Marcus Walden. We head to the fourth inning of play. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 1.
The PROVAC team can help you protect the environment and meet the Clean Water Act standards by implementing BMPs. Let us help you stay in compliance with your stormwater permit requirements and site-specific stormwater pollution prevention plan implementation by scheduling a preventative maintenance evaluation and service. Our experienced operators specialize in stormwater and sewer line jetting, root removal, storm detention and retention, vault cleaning, and pipe and pond cleaning. Ask to schedule a meeting with our sales team today.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 1. Zach DeLoach, Brian O'Keefe, and Colin Moran to bat this inning. Rainiers took the lead on Cade Marlowe's three-run homer last inning. DeLoach stands in. He flied out his first time up. Has reached base safely in 24 straight games entering play today. Takes a fastball for a strike. And he's just been all over the base paths in this series. 5-for-11 with 6 walks. There's the 0-1 pitch from Ciccone. And it's a swing and a miss and a nice slider. Count goes to 0-2. Last night, DeLoach reached 4 times with 2 hits and 2 walks. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Up high for a ball. 1-ball, 2-strikes. And the next pitch, breaking ball outside with a curve. And now that's challenged by Reno. Their catcher, Carson Kelly, challenged it. And so we go to the automated ball strike system, and the umpire was correct. Reno just lost a challenge. So 2-balls, 2-strikes to DeLoach. And the pitch is a called strike 3 at the knees. And DeLoach may have considered challenging, but he does not. He will head to the dugout. Strikeout number 4 for Ciccone. You can't really delay a challenge. You have to pretty much instantly challenge it. And the challenge must come from the pitcher, the batter, or the catcher. It cannot come from the dugout. Pitch to O'Keefe is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. O-2 pitch, up high for a ball, 1-2. Now the 1-2, fastball called, strike 3, and down goes O'Keefe. Got him looking at a fastball. Ciccone hit 96 during that sequence of fastballs to O'Keefe, two down in the top of the fourth, and now Colin Moran will hit. Moran grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. He's 0 for 1. And the pitch is pulled foul down the first baseline. Now the 0-1 pitch. Misses for a ball, 1-1. Ciccone's next delivery. Fastball high. Two balls, one strike. Right here's lead 4-1, two outs in the top of the fourth inning. Now the pitch swung on and fouled away, out of play on the third base side. So 2-2. Good crowd on hand tonight in Reno. A lot more people than the last couple of nights. Friday night fireworks, the promotion. Two-two pitch, swing and a foul, out of play. Fireworks night in Reno also means that we cancel the post-game show because the broadcast booth has no windows to close, no way to muffle the sound, and it's really loud. Two-two pitch is breaking ball down low, ball three. So full count, 3-2. And the payoff pitch, down and in, ball four. Moran heads down to first base. He draws a two-out walk. Remember last inning, there were two outs and no one on when Haggerty singled. Trammell walked, and Marlowe hit a three-run homer. So runner at first with two outs for Adam Engel. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. And now Reno is challenging that call. So we go to the automated ball strike system for the fifth time already in this game. And Reno wins the challenge. It caught the outside edge. And players are 4-for-5 on challenges so far in this game. Now the 0-1 pitch to Engel is a swing and a broken bat grounder back to the mound. The ball's picked up by Ciccone, and he throws to first for the out. And Engel's bat split in two with the barrel going all the way out towards the shortstop. He grounds out to the pitcher, and that wraps up the top of the fourth. No runs, hits, or errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Reno 1.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for quality gifts and personalized services. Gifts range from durable suede jackets to premium exotic cowboy boots, iconic Western shirts, heavy-duty jeans, and work boots. We provide local same-day gift delivery with gift wrapping and a card included. You can enjoy in-store pickup with $20 off your next order, and our team of experts can help guide you as you shop when you visit your local Boot Barn.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The wait is over.
Cheney Stadium's hallowed gates are open again, which means Tacoma Rainiers baseball is back. The sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark are heightened after a long offseason. So grab the gang and kick off spring in South Sound splendor. Single game tickets to all the fun, food, fireworks, and family entertainment are available now at TacomaRainiers.com. Tacoma Rainiers, come for the baseball, stay for the memories.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/free checking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Tacoma 4, Reno 1. We had a longer break there between innings. They had a stand up against cancer event, I guess, between innings there, where the players stood up with signs of loved ones they have lost or people they have known and fans as well who have succumbed to cancer. Kyle Lewis leads off the bottom of the fourth for Reno, and the first pitch from Marcus Walden is taken inside for a ball. And now the next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now the next pitch from Walden, swung on, hit in the air, foul down the right field line, and that'll get out of play. 2-1 now. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. First, Walden with his 2-1 pitch on its way to Kyle Lewis, and it's a slider low and away. First place, Oklahoma City lost in 10 innings at El Paso 4-3. Former Rainier Tim Lopes with the go-ahead RBI single in the bottom of the 10th to win it. 3-1 pitch to Lewis is fouled off, and the count goes full, 3-2. El Paso continues to have Nelson Cruz on a rehab assignment, and he was 1-for-3 with a run scored yesterday. Three-two from Walden is low and away, ball four. So a leadoff walk at the bottom of the fourth, and Lewis is on. And now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Round Rock picked up a game on first place Oklahoma City by beating Salt Lake 8-3 yesterday. Elia Hernandez, the hitting star, he was 3-for-5 with a double and a three-run homer. But really, the Round Rock defense was the star of the game. The infield defense, as here's a strike to Evans. They turned 5 double plays in a 9-inning game last night in Salt Lake City. And the Round Rock shortstop, Jonathan Ornelas, was involved in all 5 of the double plays. Walden with the 0-1 pitch, and that's lined into right field, a base hit. Moving up to second and stopping there is Lewis, a single to right for Phillip Evans. And Reno is threatening here at the bottom of the fourth with 2 on and no one out for Dominic Canzone. Canzone struck out swinging his first time up. Now Walden's pitch bounced foul, first base side. So Round Rock with that win yesterday. And, well, Reno did the same thing when they beat the Rainiers. They both are tied in second place, and they both picked up a game on first place Oklahoma City last night. They are 8 games out with 15 to go in the first half. Well, one pitch is up high for a ball. Whoever wins the first half gets home field advantage in the playoffs. And Oklahoma City has a commanding lead, but they did get a game shaved off last night by 2 teams. 1-1 pitch to Canzone, pulled foul on the first base side. Other games, Sacramento beat Vegas in the bottom of the ninth inning, 4-3. The game was won when the Rivercats had a runner on. And the batter was Tyler Fitzgerald, their shortstop. So now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Walden fans Canzone for his second time tonight, and that is strikeout number 4 for Walden. One out, and now Tristan English will be the batter. And so Sacramento's Fitzgerald, with the winning runner on base, hit a deep fly to left center field. And Vegas's left fielder and center fielder went in pursuit of the ball at the edge of the warning track. It was catchable as the pitch is low to English. The problem is the two outfielders collided with one another. The ball dropped to the ground, and the winning run scored. And Sacramento beat Vegas 4-3 on a walk-off outfield collision. Here's a foul down the first baseline. Shiner chasing, but it's out of play. One ball, one strike to English. The young kid for Sacramento keeps hitting. Luis Matos, the 21-year-old outfielder, doubled and homered yesterday, hitting .380 for the Rivercats. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and bounced to Haggerty on one big bounce. He flips it to second for one. Wong turns it to first in time for the double play. Nicely done by the right ears. A 6-4-3 double play. Haggerty to Wong to Shiner. And that wraps up the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Reno 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther,
closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
We head to the fifth inning here in Reno. It is Tacoma 4, Reno 1. Kian Wong, Sam Haggerty, and Taylor Trammell to bat this inning against the right-hander Slade Ciccone, who has thrown 64 pitches through four innings. Here's his first pitch to Wong, and it's taken low for a ball. Wong grounded out his first time up today. Left-hand hitter. And the pitch from Ciccone is swung on and pulled to right field. This is deep. Back it goes, and it is gone. Kian Wong yanks a homer to right field. And the Red Ears now lead it 5-1. Fourth home run of the season for Kian Wong. Third homer for Tacoma tonight. So Wong circles the bases. Tacoma adds to the lead. And now Sam Haggerty will be the batter. And the pitch is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Next delivery, inside for a ball. Ciccone has a good fastball, hits 96 with some regularity, but he gives up a lot of homers. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike. He has now allowed 17 home runs this year in 57 innings. And, you know, part of that's Reno, sure. 2-1 pitch, misses ball three. Three-one delivery to Haggerty, up high, ball four. So he heads down to first base. And now Taylor Trammell will be the batter. Trammell's 0-for-1. He has popped up and walked, and he has scored a run. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. First pitch fastball to Trammell. Haggerty leads from first. He already has one steal in this game. And next pitch is taken for a ball, but immediately challenging the call is Carson Kelly, the catcher. So we're going to go to the automated system. Trammell's just standing there laughing because I think he knows this is going to be overturned to a strike. Or maybe he just thinks the whole thing is silly. It is indeed overturned to a strike. And so the players are now 5-for-6 in challenges on this plate umpire, the crew chief Perez. There goes Haggerty. The 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball inside, and no throw by Kelly. Haggerty steals second uncontested. Had a huge jump. One ball, two strikes to Trammell. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, first base side. One-two pitch, grounded foul, first base side. Still 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch is pulled to right field, down the line. Is it fair or is it foul? It is a fair ball and a two-run home run for Taylor Trammell. And the Rainiers now lead it 7-1. As Ciccone is serving up a plate of hot taters tonight. Four home runs for the Rainiers off this righty. Trammell pulling one down the right field line. Aces fans groaning. They thought it might have hooked foul. Plate umpire was right on the line watching it all the way. No argument from the Aces tonight like there was last night. So Trammell gets a two-run shot. There's a swing and a miss now by Marlowe. Strike one. Seven-1 to Coma in the fifth inning. Next pitch. Check swing. Marlowe held up in time. Two balls, no strikes. One-one pitch, swing, and a foul out of play. Marlowe calls time, steps out. He hit a three-run homer his last time up. The 1-2 pitch is inside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That's strike three. A curveball gets Marlowe for the first out at the top of the fifth inning. That's strikeout number six. Jake Shiner's 0-2 with two strikeouts. He wants to get in on this home run parade. He takes the first pitch for a called strike. It's 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch. Fastball down low. One ball, one strike. One-one pitch from Ciccone. Swung on and hit high in the air, but it's going to be an infielder to catch this one. And the shortstop, Castillo, catches it on the outfield grass, and that's out number two. Shiner pops up. Two down, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach 0-2 so far with a flyout and a strikeout. Here's the pitch, and it is swung on and popped up down the third baseline. Chasing is Munoz, but this is out of play. Strike one. Next pitch is high. 1-1 the count on Deloach. Mariners' second round pick in 2020. Now a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Deloach and Ciccone came out of the same draft. In fact, they weren't too far apart in the draft that year. 1-2 pitch. Up and away. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2, breaking ball just outside, ball three. Fans groan, but no challenge from Carson Kelly. Full count, 3-2. And the payoff pitch, outside, ball four. Deloach draws the two-out walk, and that extends his on-base streak. He has now reached in 25 straight games. Now O'Keefe will be the batter, but I think that's going to do it for Ciccone, who has now thrown 91 pitches. Blake Lally on his way out to the mound, and he is indeed going to make the change here and bring in a right-hander from the bullpen. So we'll take a break for a pitching change with two outs at the top of the fifth. Our score, Tacoma 7, Reno 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Closed-circuit television inspection can determine the structural condition of your pipe and help locate defects or obstructions. Provac CCTV inspection team is certified by NASCO for pipe, lateral, and manhole inspection. Our services are for pipe diameters of 2 to 200 inches and include storm, sewer, conduit, and lateral launch for side sewers. The inspection is done using a remotely operated camera mounted on a self-propelled robotic crawler. Whether it's to find a leak or blockage, Provac has the equipment to get the job done quickly.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're in the top of the fifth inning here at Greater Nevada Field. New pitcher for Reno, Rafi Vizcaino, to face Brian O'Keefe. And his first pitch is a fastball, swing and a miss, strike one, 96-mile-per-hour heater. Right here's lead 7-1. Slade Ciccone with an unusual pitching line. A one pitch is a swing and a miss. Ciccone went 4 2/3, allowed 5 hits, but 4 of them were homers. 7 runs all earned. He walked 4, struck out 6. He's responsible for the runner at first, but it's 0-2 on O'Keefe. And Vizcaino with his pitch. Fastball, 97 mile per hour for a called strike 3, and down goes O'Keefe, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the fifth inning. But they get 3 more runs on the homers. 3 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 1 runner was left on base. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score, Tacoma 7, Reno 1.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the LeapFrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
At Renewal by Anderson, we've got all your bases covered as your full-service replacement solution. We design it, we build it, we install it, and we guarantee it. See why over 23,000 Western Washington homeowners have had us on their team. Let us go to bat for you on your next window or patio door project. Call 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Right, here's lead 7-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Four homers for Tacoma today. They have hit 9 homers against Ciccone this year. He has pitched 14 and a third innings against the Raiders. And Tacoma with 9 homers off him. Crazy. Marcus Walden's first pitch to Diego Castillo is down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Walden at 60 pitches coming into the inning. 1-0 to Castillo, and that's in there for a called strike. One and one now to Castillo. Next pitch from Walden. Up high for a ball, 2-1. Mariners taking on Ohtani and the Angels tonight. Angels lead 3-2 in the fifth inning. 2-1 pitch in there for a called strike. Counts even, 2-2. Jared Kelnick with a 2-run homer off Ohtani. The Mariners briefly led 2-0, but they now trail 3-2. Ohtani with a homer himself. Here's a grounder right side just beyond the reach of Wong, and it goes into right field. A base hit for Diego Castillo. So a leadoff single for the Aces shortstop, Castillo. And now Jairo Munoz will be the batter. Munoz grounded out in the second. He's 0-1. Now the pitch from Walden is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. In case you missed the roster moves, it's understandable. We discussed them in the pregame show. We'll get you caught up again now. The 1-0 pitch is up high for a ball. The Rainiers had to put reliever Rob Kaminsky on the injured list. Undisclosed injury for now. And they sent Tyler Driver, who went 2 1/3 innings yesterday, they sent him back to the Arizona complex. They brought in Fred Villarreal, who has pitched for the Red Ears previously this year and has spent most of the season with Everett until he had an injury. And he's been out for a while. But I guess healthy enough to pitch now because he's here and in the bullpen today. 2-0 pitch inside, ball 3. And the Mariners activated Penn Murphy from the injured list and optioned Matt Festa back to Tacoma, but Festa's not here yet. 3-0 pitch in for a strike, 3-1. That roster move just happened a few hours ago. Three balls, one strike to Jairo Munoz. And Walden's pitch is inside, ball 4. He lost him. So a single and a walk for the 8 and 9 hitters in the Reno lineup. And they have 2 on with no one out. And now Dominic Fletcher will be the batter. Yeah. More roster moves are expected in the near future. All kinds of reports out there that D.D. Gregorius has signed with the Mariners on a minor league deal and is likely joining the Rainiers. He had to pass a physical first. Don't know the status of that yet. He certainly isn't here in Reno. So the pitch is bunted up the third baseline. That's going to work for a base hit. The Rainiers, oh, no, it's not. It took a hard left. Moran let it roll, and that ball had some spin on it. And it started on the grass and was rolling on the grass, and it took a hard left and trickled into foul territory. And then Moran grabbed it. Dead ball, foul ball. A veteran move by Moran, not giving up on that early. And just admitting he wasn't going to get anyone out, so let's see if something weird happens. And something weird happened. It spun and went left. So simply a strike to Fletcher, who walked very slowly back to home plate. He seemed to be disappointed by that outcome. Fletcher looks out towards Walden, and the pitch is swung on, line to third, caught by Moran, throw to first, they double off Munoz. A line drive double play. The runner at second, Castillo, was quick to get back. But the runner at first, Munoz, was not. And Moran doubled him off. A line drive double play, 5-3 if you're keeping score. And now just one base runner at second with two outs. And Carson Kelly at the plate. And the pitch, breaking ball over for a strike. Oh, one pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike to Kelly. And the pitch from Walden inside, it hit him in the shoulder. And Kelly will head down to first base. So two on with two out for Alec Thomas. So here is Alec Thomas, who's 0 for 1 today with a walk and a flyout. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. And the Rainiers are challenging this one. O'Keefe calling for the challenge. And the Rainiers lose the challenge. First lost challenge for the Rainiers. Pitch was indeed outside and high. All right, here's the 1-0 now to Thomas. And it's swung on and lined foul, third base side. 1-1 the count. Walden trying to close out the fifth. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Thomas. And it is outside, ball two. And now the next pitch misses, ball three. Thank you. 3-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. There's strike two. 92-mile-per-hour fastball. So the runners will be off with the pitch on the full count. There they go. The 3-2 is lined towards left. Angle comes in. It's going to bounce in front of him. A base hit. Around third is Castillo. He will score. Taking second and stopping there is Kelly. It's a two-out RBI single the other way for Alec Thomas, and Reno makes it a 7-2 ball game. And now Marcus Walden has to pitch to the dangerous Kyle Lewis with two men on base. Kyle Lewis has struck out and walked so far. And the pitch is swung on and bounced up the middle, ranging left. Haggerty, he has it, and he flips it to Wong for the force out on Thomas at second base, and that wraps up the fifth inning. Lewis grounds to the shortstop, and Walden gets through five. One run scores in the inning on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 7, Reno 2.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the sixth inning. It's Tecoma 7, Reno 2. Colin Moran to lead things off here against the hard-throwing Rafi Vizcaino, who got the final out in the fifth, striking out the only batter he faced. His first pitch to Moran is fouled away. Another hard-throwing Reno reliever. They've got a whole stable of them. Vizcaino has been 95-97 so far in this brief appearance. And this pitch is an 87-mile-per-hour changeup, and the count goes to 1-1 on Moran. If you don't throw 97 or higher, you can't pitch for Reno. Here's one inside for a ball, not in the bullpen. A kid last night, Justin Martinez, just 21 years old, he hit 102 when he struck out Shiner. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. So three balls, one strike to Moran. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the third baseline. Let's do our Meritor Farm Report. A lot of activity on the farm these days because the short season teams have started up, so more games every day. More players to keep an eye on and track as they develop through the system. Now the 3-2 is low ball four. Moran draws a leadoff walk here in the sixth. And now Adam Engel will be the hitter. We'll start with Double A Arkansas. They beat Tulsa, the Dodgers affiliate, last night, 9-5. The Mariners infielder Logan Warmoth down there. He's been hot recently, 2-for-5 with a homer and 3 runs batted in for the Mariners' Double A affiliate. As here's a pitch up and in to Engel. Warmoth is a player who has quite a bit of Triple A experience. The Mariners signed him, I guess, just to help the Double A team out this year, and he is doing exactly that. 1-0 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-0 to Engel. Arkansas 35-19, best record in the Mariners organization. Two-oh pitch coming to Adam Engel, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field. On the run is Thomas, the center fielder, and he makes the catch. And there is the first out in the top of the sixth inning. And now Kian Wong will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a homer today. In the Class A ranks, Advanced Class A Everett held off Vancouver last night 5-4. Had homers from Randy Bednar and James Parker. So here's a hot grounder to first, knocked down by Engel. She picks it up, touches first for one, tries to throw to second for two, but throws it into left field instead. And Moran goes all the way to third base. Wong with a hard grounder right to the first base bag, and English was holding the runner on, and he knocked the ball down, picked it up, had his foot on the bag, so Wong was out. But then he rushed his throw to the shortstop covering second, and instead zipped it past him into left field. An air charge to the first baseman. Runner at third, two outs. First pitch to Sam Haggerty is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Next pitch inside, and it hit him. It hit Haggerty on the foot. He was trying to step out of the way, and he is limping a little bit as he heads down to first base. Looks like he's going to be all right. Although he is moving slowly down the first baseline. So runners at the corners now for Taylor Trammell, who hit a two-run homer his last time up. Mariners had a great pitching performance at Low A Modesto last night from right-hander Michael Morales, who went 6 2/3 innings and allowed just 1 run, struck out 9 and walked 1. They did not win that game. There goes the runner. The pitch is outside. No throw to second. Haggerty steals second base. His third steal of this game. He's already scored 2 runs, too. Instant impact for Haggerty. I thought it might take him a little while to get in a groove. I guess not. Pitch to Trammell, taken for a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. So Modesto had that great start for Morales last night. They took a 3-1 lead into the ninth and gave up 6 runs and lost. Well, this last pitch is challenged. And it was indeed a strike to Trammell. So the Rainiers are down to 1 challenge left. If they're wrong again, they're done for the night. Next pitch outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. The umpire is making a comeback. Players have been right 5 times. The umpire has been right 3 times. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2. Now Named to know in the Arizona Rookie League, shortstop Michael Arroyo, teenager from the Dominican Republic, 3-for-3 with a homer and 4 runs batted in the Arizona Rookie League last night. Arizona Complex League, they changed the name of it. Here's one outside for a ball to Trammell. It's now called the ACL. Three balls, two strikes to Trammell. Runners at second and third with two outs. And the pitch from Vizcaino is swung on and popped up on the infield. The shortstop, Diego Castillo, is under it, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Rainiers threatened, but they do not score in the top of the sixth. No runs or hits. There was an error, and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 2.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at multicare.org.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hardworking people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 2. Marcus Walden has thrown 82 pitches through 5. And he is still in the game here to begin the bottom of the sixth. He'll face Phillip Evans, Dominic Canzone, and Tristan English. Rainiers had a bullpen game yesterday. They are hoping that Walden could get deep into this game. I'd love to have him get through 6. Here's his pitch to Evans, and it is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now the pitch in for a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch from Walden, swung on, grounded right to short. Haggerty fields it and throws to first in time for the out, and one man's gone to the bottom of the sixth inning. Evans grounds out to Sam Haggerty, the shortstop. And now Dominic Canzone is the hitter. Canzone has struck out twice, and the pitch is up and away for a ball, 1-0. One-oh pitch is swung on and lined into right field. That's a base hit. It's going to shoot through to the fence before Marlowe picks it up, and Canzone will end up at second base with a stand-up double with one out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Hit number 6 for the Aces tonight. Canzone yanking a liner into right. Now Tristan English will be the batter. English is 1-for-2 with a homer and a double play grounder. Rainiers have turned two double plays in this game. English hits one deep down the right field line, but it slices and goes foul. 0-1 the count. Looks like action is beginning in the Rainiers bullpen. Appears to be Blake Wyman who's warming up. Here's a chopper to short. Haggerty has it and throws in the dirt to first, but Shiner with another nice scoop. He's had two of those today at first base, and two men are gone at the bottom of the sixth inning. So runner remains at second, now two away, and Diego Castillo is the hitter. Castillo is 2-for-2 with a single and a double. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next delivery. Bounce towards Haggerty, and he charges this one, has it, throws to first for the out, and that does it for Reno in the sixth. Three grounders to shortstop. All the other defenders weren't really needed except for the right fielder Marlowe, who had to pick up that double. No runs for Reno in the inning. They had a hit. They leave a runner stranded at second base. We go to the seventh inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 2.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Bayside Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 206-670-9000. That's 206-670-9000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Bayside Medical Clinic now to qualify. 206-670-9000.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, we go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 7, Reno 2. And the new pitcher for Reno is the answer to the question, who was the Arizona Diamondbacks' lone all-star last year? Left-handed reliever Joe Mantiply, who's here on a rehab assignment, and he'll face Cade Marlowe. And the first pitch is bunted foul by Marlowe and caught by a fan. And he is cheered by his fellow fans. Joe Mantiply on the Diamondbacks IL with a strained hamstring. He's been out for a month. The pitch is down low for a ball now. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is bounced foul, first base side. Last year for Arizona, Mantiply pitched in 69 games and had a 2.85 ERA. Walked only six batters all season in 60 innings. Had 61 strikeouts. 1-1 pitch, grounded foul, first base side, 1-2. And he's had two really good seasons in the big leagues for Arizona, back-to-back. And you know they were counting on him this year. But only eight games pitched this year, albeit with a 2.35 ERA. and then he landed on the injured list and now is close to returning. One ball, two strikes to Marlowe. Mantiply with his pitch, and it is a swing and a miss. That's strike three. Down goes Marlowe, and one man's out in the seventh. Mantiply's in relief of Rafi Vizcaino, who went one and a third scoreless without allowing a hit. He walked one, hit a batter with a pitch, and had a strikeout. Now the pitch misses for a ball to Jake Shiner. 1-0 the count. Shiner's been quiet tonight, 0-3. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count, 1-1. If you've joined us late, the Red Ears have hit four home runs tonight by four different players. All off the same pitcher. As Shiner yanks one foul down the left field line. 1-2 now. Home runs by Brian O'Keefe, Cade Marlowe, Kian Wong, and Taylor Trammell. Three of them to right field, and one of them, O'Keefe's, to straightaway center. 1-2 to Shiner is high for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Two-two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and Shiner went after a bad ball. Two men are gone at the top of the seventh inning, and now Zach Deloach will be the batter. Deloach 0-2 with a walk so far. Well, this will be a tough matchup for Deloach. Mantiply, Major League All-Star lefty reliever. Deloach, a left-hand hitter. It's 0-2 with a walk today. And the pitch is inside. That's ball one. One oh coming. Swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. One offering is swung on and pulled into right field in the air, but caught by Fletcher. Kind of a high liner right to the right fielder for the final out here at the top of the seventh inning. So the Red Ears go in order, three up, three down, and we head to the seventh inning stretch here in Reno with the score, Tacoma 7, Reno 2.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Everything that you'd ever seen with Miranda Lambert on it, I have my finger on pulse of what it is. Idlewind, I've seen every article of clothing. I've spent hours and hours sending inspirations. I've sent clothes that I love and fabrics, and I'm involved in every single garment that you see. It's important to me that it is an extension of my music, and it's an extension of who I am. I always want it to stay as honest as my music. Idlewind at Boot Barn.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
Yeah. Just had the seventh inning stretch here in Reno. The Red Deers leading 7-2. New pitcher for Tacoma for the first time today. Blake Wyman is in from the bullpen, and there's his first pitch to Jairo Munoz, and it's swung on and grounded to third. Moran fields it, throws a one-hopper to first, and that's picked by Shiner for the out, and one pitch, one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Shiner doing a real nice job around first base here tonight. Picked three throws out of the dirt. So one down, and now Dominic Fletcher will be the hitter. Here's your pitching line on Marcus Walden. He went six innings, allowed six hits and two runs. Both were earned. He walked three and struck out four. That's an outstanding outing in this ballpark. Here's the pitch is down low for a ball, 1-0. And it's definitely Walden's best appearance as a member of the Rainiers. His fourth start, his best one so far. Next pitch to Fletcher, taken high for a ball, 2-0. Fletcher's 0-for-3, lined into a double play his last time up. The 2-0 pitch, inside. Three balls, no strikes. Real pitch in for a called strike. Count goes to 3-1. Wyman's 3-1 pitch fouled away. Wyman's in his 20th appearance. He's 1-3 with a 5.40 ERA in 25 innings of work, 23 strikeouts, 15 walks. Now the pitch is lined into right center field, a base hit, possibly more. Over to go get it is Marlow, taking the turn at first and holding there is, now the right ears try to throw behind him at first base. Kian Wong did, and his throw sailed past Shiner and went into the dugout. It's a dead ball, and Fletcher is awarded second base. Actually, he's going to be awarded third base. He gets two bases on that. So he took a big turn, right? And Marlow fired it in, and Fletcher hit the brakes. Kian Wong, the cutoff man, tried to throw behind Fletcher at first base and catch him there, and his throw sailed wildly past Jake Shiner into the Red Ears dugout. So Fletcher gets credited with a single, a two-base error charged to Wong. And there's a runner at third with one out for Carson Kelly. The pitch is in there for a strike. This is Wyman's second appearance of this series. He went 1 2/3 scoreless on Wednesday night. 0-1 pitch, swing and miss. There's strike two. So Wyman out ahead of the count. Next pitch coming from the lefty. Swung on, tapped up the third baseline. Wyman picks it up, throws off balance to first, and Shiner has to come off the base to catch the ball. And he saved an error from Wyman, but safe at first is Carson Kelly with an infield single. And runners are at the quarters with one out. And now Alec Thomas is the batter. A full swing by Kelly, and he hit a little 40-foot roller up the third baseline. So runners at first at third with one away. And now Alec Thomas stands in, and he takes the pitch for a ball, 1-0. Action in the Reno bullpen. Anthony Misevich, the former Rainier, is warming up. If he comes into this game, he will be the fourth major league rehabber used by Arizona in this one game. All right, Wyman ready with his next pitch to Thomas, and it's down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes to Alec Thomas. And the pitch is a called strike, and the count moves to 2-1. 90-mile-per-hour fastball right on the outside edge. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled away down the left field line. First and third, one out. 2-2 pitch coming to Thomas from Blake Wyman. And the pitch is a slider outside. Full count now, 3-2. The dangerous Kyle Lewis is on deck. Wyman now with his 3-2 pitch on its way to Thomas. And it's swung on, grounded to the right side. Wong has it, goes to Haggerty for the force out at second. That's all they'll get. Scoring from third is Fletcher. Thomas reaches out of fielder's choice. And the Red Ears get Kelly forced out at second base for the second out of the inning. Thomas credited with an RBI, his second of the night and 24th of the year for Reno. So now a runner at first with two outs for Lewis, and it's a 7-3 ball game. Lewis is 0-2 with a walk so far. And the pitch from Wyman is roped to left field, but there's Engel to haul it in. A liner caught by the Red Ears left fielder, and that wraps up the bottom of the seventh inning. One run for Reno on two hits. There was an error. The run is unearned, and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 7, Reno 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One of the important keys to storm system maintenance lies in preventing sediments and debris from entering your storm drains. Our ProVac Regenerative Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are the perfect solution for the job. Using controlled blasts of air to dislodge debris, it is then vacuumed up into a ProVac hopper. Our Air Wet Vacuum Sweepers are available for one-time services as well as continuous maintenance year-round. And remember, our 24-hour emergency fuel and oil spill response team is always available for immediate service. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Going to the eighth inning here in Reno, the Red Ears leading 7-3. And a new pitcher into the ballgame for Reno. It is the rehabbing Anthony Misevich, former Red Ear. He's in relief of Joe Mantiply, who retired the side in order with two strikeouts in his rehab appearance. Misevich is on the IL with a calf strain. Here's his pitch to O'Keefe, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Misevich last pitched for Arizona May 19th. As now this pitch is grounded foul, third base side. He's been with Reno on an option already this year and has gone back and forth between AAA and the big leagues, and he's appeared in 7 major league games. Misevich was a starter when he was with the Red Ears. Moved to the bullpen by the Mariners, and that's how he broke into the big leagues. 1-1 pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike. Count goes to 1-2 on O'Keefe. 2020 was when Misevich made the M's roster. 1-2 pitch, high for a ball, 2-2. And he pitched in 66 games for the Mariners in 2021. Now a breaking ball pulled down the left field line, but it's foul. And last year, Misevich was with Tacoma for 13 games and Seattle for 17 games, and then he got traded to Kansas City. And he pitched in 15 games for the Royals, plus 8 more for their AAA team, Omaha. So really bouncing back and forth between AAA and the big leagues last year. 2 balls, 2 strikes to O'Keefe. And Misevich with the pitch, and it's low ball 3. Full count now. Payoff pitch coming from the lefty, and it's a swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball, and O'Keefe has struck out. One away at the top of the 8th inning. And now Colin Moran will be the hitter. Left versus left here. Moran's 0 for 1 with a ground out and 2 walks in this game. Now the pitch is foul, tipped at the plate. Moran resetting in the batter's box now. Now the pitch is outside for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike to Moran. Now a swing and a bouncer, foul, first base side. Two delivery, swung on, bounced, foul, first base side to the right of the bag. So still 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is a called strike 3. A fastball on the outside edge, and Moran goes down looking. 2 down in the 8th. Adam Engel now the hitter. And the pitch is in there for a strike. Now a swing and a line shot fair down the third baseline, and that's going to be extra bases for Engel. Canzone, the left fielder, chasing it down. Engel is at second and in there with a stand-up double. There's the Red Ears' first hit since the 5th inning. when Trammell homered. And it's their sixth hit of this game and only the second hit that's not a home run. Here's Kian Wong. He's 1-for-3 with a homer. And Misevich with his pitch, and it swung on and chopped foul, first base side. We're going to start in on our Major League Baseball scoreboard since we will not be doing it in the postgame show today because of the fireworks in Reno and the lack of a window in the broadcast booth, which is open air. It's really loud here during fireworks. So here's a pitch down low to Wong. The Mariners trailing the Angels 5-3 in the seventh. Mickey Moniak with a go-ahead two-run homer off Luis Castillo. Kelnick is homered. Otani homered. Kian Wong hits a foul homer down the right field line. It's a foul ball, 1-2. The Parrot Club of the Aces, the Diamondbacks beat Detroit 11-6 as Merrill Kelly picked up his eighth win. Diamondbacks are 13 games over 500. They're good. 1-2 pitch down low for a ball, 2-2. Tampa beat the Rangers 8-3. Tyler Glasnow shut him down for his first win of the year. The Rangers had only three hits. Baltimore beats Kansas City 3-2. So now the 2-2 is down low for a ball, full count. Kansas City might get passed by Oakland. The A's won their third in a row today, beating Milwaukee 5-2 at Milwaukee. Oakland's first three-game win streak of the year. And if they were in the same division, Oakland would be only three games behind Kansas City right now. Kansas City has been equally abysmal, and the A's have been so bad that the Royals are getting kind of a free pass on it in the media coverage and public eye. But they're just as bad. Here's the 3-2 on its way to Kian Wong from Misevich. And it swung on and lined into right field. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Engel. He's headed home. Here's the throw from Fletcher. It's offline. Engel scores. Breaking for second is Wong. Throw down there, and Wong slides in safely. The catcher, Kelly, had to leave the plate to get the throw from Fletcher, the right fielder. Wong then advanced to second on the throw. Kelly tried to throw to the shortstop Castillo down there, but Wong beat it. So it's a single for Wong. He takes second on the throw, and he gets an RBI, his 24th of the year. And the Red Ears lead 8-3, and that's good to see. Insurance runs always important in Reno. Now Sam Haggerty, the batter. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Haggerty's 1-for-2 with a single, a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He has stolen three bases, and he has scored two runs in his 2023 Tacoma debut. 1-0 pitch coming. Up high for a ball. 2-0. And now the catcher, Carson Kelly, goes out to talk to Misevich for a moment. Other finals in the big leagues today. Padres beat the Rockies at Coors Field 9-6. 15-hit attack for San Diego. St. Louis was a 7-4 winner over the Reds. White Sox beat the Marlins in the bottom of the ninth, 2-1. Now the 2-0 to Haggerty is in for a strike. Braves edge the Nationals 3-2 in Atlanta. Cleveland and the Astros were in a wild one, 14 innings. Here's one that misses for a ball, with the Guardians winning it 10-9. It was 6-6 after nine innings. No one scored in the 10th or the 11th. Each team scored one run in both the 12th and the 13th. Check swing by Haggerty on the next pitch. It's inside, ball four. He held up in time, and Haggerty has reached for his fourth time today. 2-on-2 out for Taylor Trammell. And there's action in the Reno bullpen. And Blake Lawley is out to the mound, and the Reno manager is going to make a move here. So Misevich's rehab outing started with two strikeouts, but a double, a single, and a walk, and that's it for him, 25 pitches. And Reno is going to the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change. 2-on-2 out at the top of the eighth. It's Tacoma 8, Reno 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
We're at the top of the eighth inning. Red Ears lead 8-3. Red Ears with two on and two out. Taylor Trammell at the plate. Zach McAllister, the veteran, is in for Reno. Trammell's already hit a homer today. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count to Trammell. Right, here's have Kian Hoang at second base, Sam Haggerty at first. This is good speed on the base paths. And McAllister's 0-1 pitch is inside and high. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 pitch. Up and away for a ball, 2-1. McAllister is appearing in his 21st game for Reno, 1-1 with a 3.57 ERA. And the next pitch is a called strike to Trammell, and the count's even. Two balls, two strikes. Trammell calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. More on the big league scoreboard. Twins get a win on the road at Toronto, 3-2. Kyle Schwarber walked off the Dodgers with a homer. The Phillies beat him 5-4 today. 2-2 pitch fouled away by Trammell. Red Sox and Yankees started a series at Yankee Stadium. And the visiting Red Sox win the opener 3-2. Gerrit Cole took his first loss of the year for the Yankees. He's now 7-1. 2-2 to Trammell. Outside, ball three. Giants lead the Cubs 1-0 in the seventh. All right, full count, two outs, two on. The runners will be off with this pitch. McAllister with the pitch, and it swung on and fouled away. And we'll do it again. Still 3-2. Rainiers have Taylor Williams warming up at the bullpen. Full count to Trammell. There go the runners, and the pitch is swung on and fouled off into the seats down the third baseline. So another full count pitch is coming up. Here comes the 3-2 again. Up and away, ball four. Trammell draws the walk. Wong takes third. Haggerty down to second. Trammell with his second walk drawn to this game. The bases are loaded with two outs for Cade Marlowe, who gave the Rainiers the lead with his three-run homer back in the third inning. And the pitch is swung on and pulled foul down the first baseline, strike one. Oh, and what the count? And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Oh, and two the count. Now the next pitch, outside, 1-2. Rainier's looking for one more hit here. Bring in a couple of runs. Get to double digits. Here's the 1-2 pitch on its way to Marlowe, and it's a swing and a foul back. Still 1-2. McAllister is a rare Reno pitcher that does not throw 97 miles per hour or harder. He works in the 92-93 range, but from a sidearm release point. And now this one is down and in for a ball. 2-2. Two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Marlowe, and that wraps up the top of the eighth inning. Rainiers get a run on two hits, and there were no errors, and three runners left on base. There was one error, no errors, and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth with the score, Tacoma 8, Reno 3.
Renewal by Anderson is your hometown leader in windows and patio doors. Our windows are durable, custom crafted, and professionally installed by our winning team. We've helped over 22,000 homeowners on their projects across the state of Washington. Let us go to bat for you on your next window and patio door project. Give us a call at 253-242-2736 or visit us online at renewalbyanderson.com.
One of the nation's top children's hospitals, recognized by the Leapfrog Group, is right here in Tacoma. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. They offer leading pediatric experts in orthopedics, surgery, cancer care, and much more, conveniently across the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's cares for the unique needs of each child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Find a pediatric urgent care, pediatrician, or a pediatric specialist at marybridge.org.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 8, Reno 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams on the hill, and his first pitch to Phillip Evans is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. Williams in relief of Blake Wyman, who went one inning, allowed two hits, one run. It was unearned, no walks, no strikeouts. 0-1 pitch is a fastball high and away. One ball, one strike. Now the pitch is hit up the middle on the ground and through and into center field. A base hit for Evans. And Evans has his second hit of the game. He's back on top of the batting leaders of the PCL, coming into play today at 370. And he has bumped it up a tick or two with a 2-for-4 showing so far tonight. So the leadoff man is aboard in the bottom of the eighth. And now Dominic Canzone is the batter. Taylor Williams in his 21st game for the Red Ears, tied with Nolan Blackwood for the team lead. Here's his pitch to Canzone, and it's outside for a ball. Williams 1-0 with an 8.18 ERA. Pitch coming. And it is outside for a ball with a slider, 2-2. Pitch coming to Canzone. And it swung on and fouled out of play. Count goes to 2-1. Williams from Camas, Washington in the Vancouver area. First ever graduate of Camas High School to reach the major leagues. So here's a pitch up and away to Canzone. Williams got his first taste of the big leagues in 2017 when he was with Milwaukee, called up straight from Double A that year. Now the 3-1 pitch. Down and in, ball four. Canzone walks. Evans takes second. First two men have reached here at the bottom of the eighth. O'Keefe goes to the mound to talk to Williams, who finds himself in a jam. Conference on the mound breaks up. Here's the pitch, and it is inside for a ball to English, 1-0. Pitch swung on and fouled back. 1-1 the count. Right here's looking for a double play ball in the infield. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike two. Fastball up and in. And now English uses his timeout and steps out for a moment. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way from Williams. And it is swung on and hit in the air towards left. Engel coming in. It drops in front of him. A base hit. Coming to third and stopping there is Evans. Canzone advances to second. English has a single to left, and Reno has loaded the bases with nobody out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Now Diego Castillo will be the batter. Castillo is 2-for-3 with a single, a double, and a ground out. Warming up a lefty in the pen. Eric Stout warming up. First pitch is a fastball for a strike to Castillo. 92 on the gun. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Williams. Swung on, broken bat blooper, caught by the shortstop Haggerty, throw to second, and they double off Canzone. A great double play. Haggerty dropping back towards the hole to catch this little broken bat blooper of a liner. That doesn't really make sense, but a soft little liner, if you will, that came off the broken bat of Castillo. And Haggerty caught it and then wheeled and threw to Wong to double off Canzone for the second out of the inning. And now runners are at the corners with two outs. Jairo Cuevas goes to the mound to talk to Williams and O'Keefe here about what they're going to do with Jairo Munoz, the next hitter. So runners at the corners. Two down, Munoz the batter. The plate umpire breaks up the conversation on the mound. Munoz 0-for-2 with a walk so far. And the pitch is swung on. It bounced to the right side. A two-hopper to Wong. He fields it, throws to Shiner for the out, and the inning is over. And Williams escapes a bases loaded, no one out jam. Getting some help from Haggerty and Wong in the middle infield. No runs on two hits, and there were no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth. It is Tacoma 8, Reno 3.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Our state has changed a lot in the last 140 years. We know because MultiCare has been here, guided by a single purpose, making our communities healthier. That comes from making courageous decisions, partnering with local communities to grow programs and services, and expanding healthcare access to those who need it most. Together, we're building a healthier future. Learn more at MultiCare.org.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit becu.org/freechecking to learn more. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
On we go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 8, Reno 3. Zach McAllister facing Jake Shiner, and the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Shiner has not gotten involved in the offense tonight, and that's not something we have said very often this year. Next pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. He's 0-for-4 His streak of 16 straight games reaching base and 11 straight games with a hit could be on the line right here in this at bat. He swings and misses at the next pitch. 1-2. So a ball and two strikes to Shiner. And McAllister's pitch is outside for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul, still 2-2. Speaking of streaks ending, Salt Lake's Michael Stefanik had his 62-game streak of reaching base end tonight for the Bees. He went 0-4. The streak dated back to last year. Next pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Shiner has struck out four times today. He's having a rough one. Well, he's played really well defensively at first base, though, picking a bunch of throws out of the dirt. One out of the ninth, and now Zach DeLoach is the hitter. And he swings and fouls one back. DeLoach is 0-3 with a walk. Looking ahead to the bottom of the ninth inning, the Aces have the top of their lineup coming up, Fletcher, Kelly, and Thomas. Here's a fly towards the left field corner. A long run over for Canzone. He can't get it. It short hops the fence and on his way to second and stopping there with a one-out double is Zach DeLoach. Eighth hit of the game for the Red Ears. DeLoach with a double to left field. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. O'Keefe's 1-4 with a homer so far. And the pitch is taken for a strike. DeLoach with his 13th double of the year. One behind Shiner, who leads the club with 14. Next pitch is a ball, 1-1. Next one is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch from McAllister. Count moves to 1-2. On deck, Colin Moran. Here's the pitch from McAllister, and it's a called strike three. O'Keefe asks for a challenge, and we'll see here. If he's wrong, then the Red Ears are out and won't be able to use any in the bottom of the ninth. Let's see what happens here. We go to the automated system, and that was definitely a called strike three. And O'Keefe goes down looking, and the Red Ears are out of challenges. So two away in the top of the ninth, and now Colin Moran will be the batter. Rainiers have three players who have, well, here's a line drive, base hit into center field on the first pitch to Moran, and coming around third is DeLoach, and he's going to score, and the Rainiers get an insurance run. It is 9-3 in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch swinging, Colin Moran laces a base hit to center field to drive in a run. And now Adam Engel will be the batter. All right, here's where I was going before I was so rudely interrupted by Colin Moran's RBI single. It's now the pitch to Engel is hit in the air to right center field. Racing into the alleyway is Fletcher. He's going to get there, and he makes the catch, and we've been interrupted again. Red Ears have three different players who have struck out four times in this game. and yet they are winning handily 9-3 as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning here in Reno.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Long before founding Pirelli's in 1995, my father told me that the hard-working people of the Northwest were hungry. They wanted food that tasted good and filled them up. At Pirelli's, we've been nourishing the families and friends in our neighborhood with artisan pizza since 1995. This is pizza made for Northwest people by Northwest people. We call this Northwest Pizza.
I think that Light Dental Studios hit a home run with our premier partnership with the Tacoma Rainiers. It was a natural fit. They've been in the South Puget Sound for over 50 years, just like Light Dental Studios. We're excited to serve the hometown team and all the fans. We have locations throughout Western Washington, so feel free to look us up at lightdentalstudios.com.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning here in Reno. The Red Ears leading 9-3. Eric Stout is in from the bullpen to try to close this one out. He'll face Dominic Fletcher, Carson Kelly, and Alec Thomas. Stout pitched an inning and two-thirds scoreless in the series opener on Tuesday. He's 1-0 with a 5.23 ERA, making his 14th appearance for Tacoma this year, tonight. Fletcher stands in. He's 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. And Stout's pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. Swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Stout gets ahead of Fletcher. So one ball, two strikes to the Reno leadoff man. Mariners trailing 5-3 going to the ninth inning in Anaheim. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Fletcher. Stout just got him with a 94-mile-per-hour heater. And one man is out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Stout takes care of the leadoff man, always important. Carson Kelly, the batter now. 1-for-3 with an infield single. It's been hit by a pitch. And the pitch is lined into left field. Angle on the move. He can't get it. It drops in for a hit. And Kelly is on with one out at the bottom of the ninth. His second hit of this game. So Carson Kelly has a single to left. He's aboard with one out. And now Alec Thomas will bat. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. One out of the ninth. Right here is trying to even up this series, try to get back within one game of 500. 0-1 pitch fouled away, and the count's 0-2. Woo! The 0-2. Outside for a ball. Check swing, but he did not go around. 1-2 the count to Thomas. Time called by Thomas, right when Stout was about to pitch. Now Stout resets in the batter's box. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's pulled into right field. Back on the ball is Marlowe, but it's over his head and up against the fence. Coming towards third is Kelly. They're waving him in. And here's the relay home from Haggerty, and it is not in time. Kelly scores. It's a double and an RBI for Alec Thomas, and it's a 9-4 ball game. Thomas hit it over the head of right fielder Cade Marlowe. He's driven in 3 runs tonight. So one out of the ninth, and now Kyle Lewis is the batter. Stout ready to work on Lewis. The runner goes to third. Pitch is low. Throw to third is not in time. Stealing third is Alec Thomas. O'Keefe nearly threw him out, which would have been great for the Red Ears, obviously, and really bad for Reno. Down by 5 in the ninth to get thrown out, stealing third. That was way closer than it should have been. Next pitch down low for a ball. You don't steal third there unless you are positive you're going to make it. And he did make it, but it was close. Well, 2-0 now to Kyle Lewis. And Stout's pitch is lined into center field. That's a base hit. Trammell picks it up and sends it in. Thomas scores. It's 9-5 with one out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Kyle Lewis with his first hit of the night. Driving in a run against his former team. And now Phillip Evans will be the batter. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a high fastball. Oh, Mike Ford just homered for the Mariners in the ninth. It's a 5-4 ball game. Mariners still batting. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Evans. And it's a swing and a foul. That's strike two. And got a piece of O'Keefe behind the plate. He's feeling it. Plate umpire walks the new baseball out to Stout and gives O'Keefe some time. Now Stout's ready. The 0-2 pitch is on its way, and it swung on and popped up on the infield. Haggerty calling for it. He makes the catch, and there is out number two. Big out right there. They all are. Two down, and now the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Dominic Canzone, the batter. Canzone's 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. Again, we will be having a very short post-game show because of the fireworks show here in Reno and the fact that there's no window on the broadcast booth here. It's open air, and it is very loud when they start the fireworks. It's actually kind of loud all the time, but when they fire up the fireworks, it's deafening. So we'll just do a quick recap until they start the fireworks, and then I'm out of here. Tomorrow's game's at 6:35. And 6:25 first pitch. Pitchers tomorrow, by the way, Darren McCacken for the Raiders. Coming off a gem in his last outing. Bryce Jarvis is on the hill for Reno. Here's the pitch now to Canzone, and it's in there for a strike. Now the next pitch from Stout is taken for a ball. This is not Canzone. This is a pinch hitter for Reno. It's Buddy Kennedy batting for Canzone, right-hand hitter. So one ball, one strike. Next pitch on its way. And this is a little high. Two balls, one strike. Kennedy hits for a 347 average this year. Two outs in the ninth, runner at first. Raiders leading 9-5. And Stout's pitch is taken for a called strike, and that evens things up 2-2. Canzone pinch hit for because he really struggles against left-handed pitching. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And Stout's pitch is swung on and fouled back. The Raiders aren't holding Lewis on at first, so he was moving on that pitch. Still two balls, two strikes to Kennedy. Stout ready. And now he steps off the rubber for a moment. Resets the pitch clock. Two down in the ninth. Raiders trying to lock this one up. Here we go. The 2-2 pitch is high. A fastball up high, and the count goes full 3-2. The Raiders do have a right-hander in the pen throwing. I think that's Riley O'Brien. They'd rather save him for tomorrow. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Stout, and it is swung on and pulled foul down the left field line. Still 3-2. Stout gets the new baseball, spends some time behind the mound, rubbing it up. Climbs atop the hill. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And he's ready. Here comes the payoff pitch to Kennedy. It is inside, ball four. So Kennedy walks, Lewis takes second. John Russell's going to make the call to the bullpen here and get O'Brien into the game. So we'll take a break for a pitching change with two outs in the ninth. And our score, Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
You wouldn't drive your car into the Puget Sound for a car wash, right? Well, washing your car in the driveway is kind of the same thing. Dirty water from at-home car washes flows down our streets and sidewalks and directly into the Puget Sound. The best way to keep chemicals and other harmful stuff out of our waterways is to wash your car in a commercial car wash. Save water, protect our environment, and support local businesses by finding a commercial car wash near you. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
When you download the Fred Meyer app, you have easy access to savings every day. Get the most out of weekly sales and receive personalized coupons to save on your favorite items, all while earning one fuel point for every dollar spent. Fred Meyer makes it easy to save while you shop, whether it's in-store or online, so you get the most value out of every trip every time. Download the Fred Meyer app now to save big on your next purchase. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone. Must have a digital account to redeem offers. Restrictions may apply. See site for details.
At BECU, we don't charge our credit union members to access their own money. Just ask Devin.
It's really easy and super, super convenient.
Join BECU for free checking, no minimum balance requirement, and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free co-op network ATMs nationwide. Visit BECU.org/freechecking to learn more.
Membership required. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Member compensated for participation. BECU. Power in people.
We're in the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs. The Rainiers leading Reno 9-5. Aces have runners at first and second with English coming to the plate. The tying run is in the on-deck circle. Rainiers have brought in Riley O'Brien to try to close it out. 1-2 with two saves, 1.16 ERA. This is a save situation. His 20th appearance of the year. Tristan English settles into the batter's box where he is 2-for-4 with a single and a homer tonight. O'Brien trying to finish this one off. And here's his first pitch, and it's a fastball up and away. That is ball one. Mariners lost in Anaheim 5-4, the final score. 1-0 pitch to English, fouled back for a strike, and the count goes to 1-1. Two on, two out. And the pitch swung on, bounced, foul, third base side. And that's strike two to Tristan English. So O'Brien out ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Stout went two-thirds of an inning, allowed three hits, one walk, one strikeout, two runs. He's responsible for the current runners. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way. And it is a fastball up high. 95 on the gun, but high. 2-2. Kyle Lewis, the runner at second. Buddy Kennedy, the runner at first. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs of the ninth. O'Brien is set. Here's his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with his curveball, and down goes English. And that's the ball game. The Tacoma Raiders are winners tonight by a final score of 9-5. And the Raiders get back within one game of 500 on the year at 30-31. And they have evened up this series two games apiece with game five of the sixth gamer tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. We'll be back to give you a brief recap before the fireworks start here in Reno. Once again, our final score, Tacoma 9, Reno 5.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Raiders win in Reno 9-5. Quick recap before the fireworks show begins. This was a homer fest for the Raiders. A solo shot from O'Keefe in the second inning made it 1-0, his 11th of the year, to straightaway center off Slade Ciccone. Two outs in the third, a 1-1 tie. Haggerty singled, Trammell walked, and Cade Marlowe pulled a three-run homer to right field, his fourth of the year. Tacoma had the lead for good. As it turned out, it was 4-1. They got more in the fifth when Kian Wong led off with a homer, and then Sam Haggerty walked, and Taylor Trammell hit a homer down the right field line, and the Raiders were ahead 7-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Marcus Walden made the start for the Raiders, had his best outing as a Raider, going six innings, allowing two runs on six hits, walked three, struck out four, really strong outing in a tough place to pitch. It was still 7-2 going to the bottom of the seventh when the Aces got an unearned run off Blake Wieman. But then the Raiders scored in the eighth on an RBI single by Kian Wong and added another run in the ninth when Colin Moran had a two-out RBI single. Reno did get two runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and had the tying run in the on-deck circle when the final out was recorded. Tacoma scores nine runs on nine hits, one error, left eight on base. Reno five runs, 13 hits, one error, left 10 on base. Walden the winner, O'Brien the save. Ciccone takes the loss. Time of game, 2:58. Attended 7,306. Tomorrow's game is at 6:35 p.m. We'll start the pregame at 6:25. Darren McCacken against Bryce Jarvis. Hope you're enjoying the sound of the fireworks. That's it. We're done. Raiders win 9-5. Talk to you tomorrow night at 6:25. Have a great night.